Today's shir is dedicated to the Zchus Refuah Shleima for Moshe Shmuel ben Basya Bela by some of his friends. We wish him a Refuah Shleima, and we thank the friends for the sponsorship. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. We had a machlokas yesterday between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Someone is Boel Achoso, his sister, who also happens to be Bas Eishes Aviv, the daughter of his father's wife. Is he Chayiv twice or is he Chayiv only once? Is Chayiv both for Achoso and Bas Eishes Aviv? So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda held Eino Chayiv Ele Mishum Achoso Bilvad, that he's only Chayiv for Achoso. So we're going to begin our discussion today with the question of what does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda do with the pasuk of Bas Eishes Avicha? If you're only Chayiv Mishum Achoso, what do we learn from the pasuk of Bas Eishes Avicha? The Gemara is going to have four suggestions. Well, one suggestion of what the real answer is, and then three suggestions of why we don't say with the three other suggestions, but four total suggestions of what could have been learned from that pasuk according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And the majority of Amud Aleph is going to discuss how we define the Isser of Achoso. What exactly counts as a sister when it comes to Achoso? What if she's a sister who is born from a Shivcha, a Gai, something like that? Is that still going to Chayave Krisos, Chayave Lavin, Chayave Asay, where the father had some sort of forbidden relationship? Is the sister that comes as a product of that relationship considered a halachic sister? That's going to be primarily the topic of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. On Chav Gimel Amud Beis, we're going to have a new Mishnah at the top, and the Mishnah is going to talk about a variety of cases where a person isn't sure who he married. He knows he married one of the two sisters, but he can't tell which is their identical twins. He can't tell which sister it is that he married. So we're going to have a case where a person is Mekadesh two sisters, and one of two sisters, he doesn't know which one he married. A case where two people are Mekadesh two sisters, and neither one of them knows who they married, and all the different permutations that come out from that. If they have one brother, if each of them has two brothers, when you could do Chalitza, when you do Yibum, how the timing of it all works out. And that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion about Kiddushin Shein Mesurin Labia. Because if a person doesn't know who he married, obviously he's not going to be able to have Bia with the person. He's not sure if that person is actually his wife. So let's begin where we left off. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, about 7-8 lines from the bottom of the page. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Bas Eishes Avicha, Mai Avilei. What does Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda do with the Pasuk of Bas Eishes Avicha? After all, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said that if someone is Boel Achoso, who's also Bas Eishes Aviv, he's only Chayiv Mishum Achoso, not Mishum Bas Eishes Aviv. So what does Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda do with that pasuk of Bas Eishes Avicha? Answers the Gemara, the answer number one, and this is the answer we're going to stick with, Mibayle Mishi Yeshlo Ishus La Avicha Ba. That one is only defined as a sister if it's a sister that came out of a relationship that a father could have had ishus with that woman, could have had a marriage with the woman that he was married to, as opposed to a shivcha, navedes kochavim, where there is no ishus between the father and the woman that he had this child with, this daughter with. That would not be halachically considered a sister. That's what we learn from the pasuk of Bas Eishes Avicha, that the definition of Achoso is only if she's a Bas Eishes Avicha, someone who the father could have had issues with. So the Gemara is going to say, well, wait a second, we could have perhaps derived three other halachos, or three different halachos, from this pasuk. How do I know that it's only about an achoso from a shivcha or from an ovedus chavim? Maybe, says the Gemara, another possibility, ve'ema, prat la'achoso me'anusa. Maybe it comes to tell me that a sister from an anusa, that if a father raped a woman and they had a daughter, that that's not considered achoso. That wouldn't be considered a sister. Answers the Gemara, Hahila Matzis Amrit. That you certainly cannot say is not considered a sister. Mi derava, because of Rava's comment. Derava Rami. Rava asked the stira in Psukim. Ksiv ervas bas bincha o bas bidcha lo segaleh. We have a pasuk that says that one is not allowed to sleep with a granddaughter. Habas binna dida ubas bita dida shari. But it sounds like a wife's granddaughter is mutter. But on the other hand, uksiv, the pasuk says, ervas isho bito lo segaleh, es bas bina Ve'ezbasbita, that even the wife's granddaughter is aser. So which is it from these psukim? We have one pasuk that seems to imply that only one's own granddaughter is a problem, but one's wife's granddaughter is not a problem. And then the other pasuk, it sounds like the wife's granddaughter is a problem. So answers the Gemara, haketzad, kan ba'onsin, kan b'nisuin. When it's ba'onsin, when there was a case of onus where the man raped the woman, so then we say ervas bas bincha from an anusa lo segale, but yeah, but bas bina from someone else, that's not an issue, that because she's not ishticha, but his son from an nisuin from onus is actually his child, and the same is true, his daughter from an onus is actually his child. So the way Rava answers the stirim psukim is, it turns out for sure one's child from an anusa is definitely a child, and therefore one's daughter from an anusa is a sister of one's son. And so we can't say that the pasuk of Bas Eisha Savicha would be used by Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah to tell me that she's not called Achoso if she's the product of an anusa, because we see clearly that the psukim tell me that the product of an anusa is called a sister. And that's where Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah used the pasuk to specifically say that if she's the product of one's father and a shivcha or an avedus kochavim, that's where we say she doesn't have a din of a sister. But still, says the Gemara, maybe there's an alternative way we could have understood the pasuk. Ve'ema prat l'chayav eladin. Maybe it's coming to tell me that if the father had this daughter together with a woman who's chayav eladin to him, maybe that daughter is not considered a sister. How do you know it's all about a shivcha and an avedus kochavim? Maybe it's about a relationship of chayav eladin. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa chayav eladin, tafsi bu kiddushin. It's not mistaver that we'll be talking about chayav eladin because there's tfisas kiddushin on chayav eladin. Kiddushin kavichal with chayav eladin. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, ki siyena le'ish shtei nashim, ha'achas auva va'achas nua, that if a man has two wives, one of them is beloved and one of them is hated, the Torah says, nevertheless, you still give pishnayim, you still give double inheritance to the Bechar, even if the Bechar is from the snua, is from the hated wife. But what does that mean? One of them is beloved and one of them is hated. V'chiyesh ahuva lefnei ha'makom, v'yesh snua lefnei ha'makom. What, does God love one of them and hate one of them? Is there anyone that's hated by Hashem? Ella ahuva, ahuva b'nisueha. Snua, snua b'nisueha. No, what it means is that Hashem approves or disapproves of the relationship. And nevertheless, even the one that Hashem disapproves of the relationship, one who is usher to have to be married, v'amrachmana kisi hiyena. Pasuk still uses the terminology kisi hiyena, which implies that there is in fact a marriage, that when one marries chayav elavin, there is kiddushin tovsin. So don't tell me that one's sister who's a product of chayav elavin, of his father marrying someone who's chayav elavin, is not considered your sister. No, there's tfisas kiddushin. If there's tfisas kiddushin, Memela, she would be considered your sister. Tosos on the line v'chiyesh ahuva lefnei ha'makom, where the Gemara questions the pasuk. What does it mean that one wife is beloved and one wife is hated? Tosos d'pshita d'bshvil avas v'sinas habal lo yafgeh ha'makom z'chus bina. Certainly, it can't mean that one is beloved and one is hated to the husband, because there would never have been a hava amina that just because the husband prefers one of his wives over the others, that's going to cost the child his pishnayim. That I wouldn't need the Torah to tell me such a thing. So must be referring to, when it talks about a beloved wife and a hated wife, someone who HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves or hates. And that's why the Gemara is bothered. What do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves or hates? Fractosos, I have a very good pshat on what it could mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves or hates. Forget about loves or hates the relationship. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka hates one of these women because she's a bad person, and he loves the other one because she's a really good person. She's a tzadekas. V'im tomar, v'neim asnua hainu risha. D'hi snua l'fnei makom. Maybe snua just means that she's an awful person, that she's wicked. That's what it means, snua. She violates all sorts of averos. How do we know that snua means snua b'nisu eha, that it's a violation of a los haseh, that they're married to each other? Answers Tosfos, Yeshlomer, demashmalei ahuva v'snua b'nisu eha, v'imrisha medaber below nisua nami yeshul sanosa. The implication of the pasuk is that there's something hated, that what's hated about her is this marriage. Not that she's just generally a hated person. If she was just an evil person, then she would generally be hated, but it's nothing about the marriage that makes her hated. But if she's chayav elavin, then it's the marriage that makes her hated. Tosfos Yeshayahu just adds, v'od de pshita de'en l'bin alahavs of the kach nachlasam. But Tosfos Yeshayahu just adds that it's also obvious that the children shouldn't lose out their pishnayim just because their mother's not a good person, just because the mother is a wicked person. It wouldn't make sense that the child would lose the nachla, and I wouldn't need the Torah to tell me otherwise, because I never would have had a hava amina that the child would lose the nachla in that case. But the Gemara is very clearly over here assumes that when we're dealing with chayav elavin, not just assumes but proves from Sukkim, that when we're dealing with chayav elavin, there is tfisas kiddushin. When one marries, when a kohen marries a grusha, a kohen gadol marries an almana, there is tfisas kiddushin. They are considered married. They're living in sin, but they're considered married. Now that itself is a machlokas tanaim later on in this Masechta and Daf Nun Beis. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that even by chayav elavin, there's no tfisas kiddushin. That's Rabbi Akiva holds that there's mamzerus even from Chayav Elavin. Rabbi Kiva's Marva Mamzerim B'Yisrael with that psak, by saying that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin at all by Chayav Elavin. Where does Rabbi, so we see in our Gemara where the Rabbanan get their opinion that there is Tfisas Kiddushin by Chayav Elavin. That's what our Gemara just said. Where does Rabbi Akiva get his idea that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Chayav Elavin? Three different Shitos in Rishonim. The Rashi writes that in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Gimel and later on Daf Mem Tes, that Rabbi Akiva looks at the pasuk lo yikach ish es eshes aviv v'lo yigalek knaf aviv, that it comes to tell me that anusas aviv is aser, and the isra of anusas aviv is nisra lav, it's not chayav ikrisus, and the Torah says lo yikach lo yehe lecha ba likuchin. Lo yikach means you don't have the ability to have likuchin, to have kiddushin, to have ki yikach ish isha with this woman, even though she's only chayav elavin. In kiddushin daf samaches, Rashi says a different source for Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva learns it from the iser of yivam l'shuk, that there's no kiddushin tovsin for yivam l'shuk, because it says lo siya eishas hameis hachutz l'ishzar, and Rabbi Akiva darshins lo siya lo teheba havaya, that there's no kiddushin by Yivam L'Shuk, even though Yivam L'Shuk is only Chayav Elavin, so Mele by all Chayav Elavin, there's no Tfis Kiddushin. And Tosas Maseches Ksuvis has a third source for Rabbi Akiva, that since Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a Mamzer b'Chayav Elavin, and Chayuvi Mamzerus is totally in Tfisas Kiddushin, so you have to say that when there's Mamzerus Vadai, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. That these two Shitos of Rabbi Akiva, that Chayav Elavin create Mamzerus, and that there's no Tfis Kiddushin Mechayav Elavin, are not only related to each other, but we know which one came first. That Rabbi Kiva first held that there's Mamzerus. Once he holds that there's Mamzerus Mechayav Elavin, Memela, he must hold that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Chayav Elavin. It's not the other way around. One would have imagined that it's the other way around, that it's because there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, that's why there's Mamzerus. It's a chicken or an egg shayla. Parenthetically, I just saw recently, so which taka did come first, the chicken or the egg? It's a beferish of Gemara, that the entire bria was fully grown when it was created, so the chicken came first before the egg. Okay, but anyway, but this is a different kind of chicken egg shayla. Now there's a discussion also in Rishonim, in the Gemara actually. The Gemara Maseches Tmura has an idea that Rava has this concept that Kol Nusa Dom Rachmana Lo Savid Yavad Lo Mahani. The Gemara Tmura anytime the Torah tells you that you are not permitted to do something, if doing that thing creates some sort of chalos, when the Torah says you're not allowed to do it, the chalos is not created. Meaning, when the Torah asks you something, it's not just telling you that an activity is usher, it's taking away your ability to affect that action. For example, if the Torah says not to marry somebody, the Torah is not just saying you can't marry somebody, but it's saying you're unable to marry that person. That lo mahani, it doesn't even work if you do it. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, how can we say by chayav elavin, it should be obvious that we have to say like Rabbi Akiva, that there's no tfisas kiddushin, because if the Torah says you can't do it, then it should be lo mahani, that it shouldn't work, you shouldn't even have the ability to do it. So the Gemara says, from the fact that the pasuk says v'lo yichalel zaro, it sounds that if the Kohen Gadol violates the Isra and marries an almana or a grusha, he is mechalel zaro. zara when he passels his zara from kahuna. So you see, he only passels his zara from kahuna, but the child does not become a mamzer. So since he's not a mamzer, it must be that there's tfisas kiddushin. So you see, it's a gzeres hakasov that dafka by chayav ilav, and that there is tfisas kiddushin, even though generally speaking, in kol haTorah kula kol musadam rachman alasavid iavalom hani, when the Torah says not to do something, generally it would not work. So now the Gemara suggests, but maybe a fourth possibility of what we could have derived from what Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda could have derived from the pasuk of Bas Eisha Savicha, in terms of who is and is not defined as one's sister. Maybe it's coming to tell me that if one's father had a daughter by sleeping with someone who he's chayiv kares to, that's not considered a sister. How do I know that it's only if the father married a shivcha or an ovedus kochavim that the daughter that emerges from that is not considered a sister? Maybe it's for all chayiv krisos that it's not considered a sister. Amar Rava, Amar Kra. Rava says no. The pasuk says ervas achoscha bas avicha o bas imecha moledes bayis o moledes chutz, and we dash bein sha'omrim lo la'avicha kayem bein. Whoever the father may have been married to, whether it's someone that we would tell the father, you can stay married to the person, or whether it's someone we would tell the father, you need to get rid of this person, either way, v'amrachmana, achoscha hi. Either way, the product of that marriage is achoscha. It is still your sister. Ema bein sha'omer la'avicha kayem bein sha'omer la'avicha otzei v'amrachmana achoscha hi l'rabas achoscha mishivcha v'avadis k'chavim. Yeah, but once you're gonna, that drasha is not very specific. That just tells me that there's someone that we're not happy about your father having a relationship with, and still, when they have a daughter, that daughter is considered your sister. But how do I know that that's about a father being married to chayev krisos? Maybe that's about a father being married to a shivcha v'avadis k'chavim. We said that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda uses the pasuk of Basish. Zavicha, that someone who's a bas of a shivcha and of a tzchavim from your father is not your sister. Maybe this pasuk is telling me that it is your sister, and that other pasuk is telling me that it's not your sister when it's chayav krisos. How do I know to say it this way? Amar Kra bas isha zavicha, mishi isha isha zavicha ba prat lachos mishivcha v'avetz chavim. Bas isha zavicha tells me that it has to be someone that your father could have ishus with. A shivcha and avetz chavim the father cannot have ishus with, and mela the daughter is not going to be your sister. Umari Isa, but still, says the Gemara, how do you know which one, which, we have two psukim, one tells you that it is your sister, one tells me that it's not your sister. How do you know that the one that is your sister is the one that's the product of Chayav Krisos, and the one that's not your sister is the product of Shivcha or Avedis Kochavim? Neither one of them does your father have Kiddushin with. There's no Tfis Kiddushin by Chayav Krisos, and there's no Kiddushin with the Shivcha and an Avedis Kochavim. Answer the Gemara, Mistavra, Chayav Krisos Havle Rabos, Shekin Tafsi Ben Kiddushin. The Alma. Your father may not have Tfisas Kiddushin with Chayav Krisos, but what's an example of Chayav Krisos? His sister, his mother, other people could have Tfisas Kiddushin with those women. It's just that that a relative is not able to have Tfisas Kiddushin with them. So it's more mistaver to assume that such a relationship can create somebody who would be considered your sister. But Adrabba says, no, Shivcha v'avetzchav mavle l'rabos, di megaira l'didei nami tavzi b'kiddushin. I would have said the opposite, that the Shivcha novetus kochavim, that marriage should be able to create a sister for you, because granted that shivcha novetz chavim has no tefis kiddushin for anybody right now, but if she wanted to be megayir, if she wanted to convert, she could not only have tefisas kiddushin to other people, she could even have tefisas kiddushin to your father. So if any of the relationships should create a sister, it should be the relationship that has the potential to be a legal relationship, and that's the relationship with the shivcha or avetz chavim, where all she needs to do is convert, and then it would be a totally legal relationship. That should be the relationship that creates achoscho. No, if she were to convert, it wouldn't be the same relationship. She's an entirely different person if she converts. Gershon is gayer is kekatan shenola dami. So you can't say that since this relationship has the potential to be a mutter relationship, it can create a sister. It does not have the potential to be a mutter relationship. Once she converts, it's an entirely different relationship. It's an entirely different person. That's the question of exactly how far do we go with Gershon Iskayer Kakatash Nola Dami, with Gufa Achrinahi. Is that literal? Meaning Gershon Iskayer Kakatash Nola sounds like it's a din that for on some level we treat it like it's a new birth spiritually, in Ruchnias, in relationships. Gufa achrina sounds like it's more physical even. For example, the poskim discuss, what about a katlanis? There is a halacha that if a woman was married to several men, to two or three men, machlokes what it takes to make a chazaka, we paskin two men, and both of the men died. She had two previous marriages, and in both marriages the husband died inexplicably, so she's not allowed to marry a third time because she's a katlanis. We have a chazaka that she must that she's bad luck, or she must have something wrong with her, that her husbands all die. What if she was married twice while she was not a Jew, and then she converted? Do we assume that the woman is a katlanis? Do we assume that, or do we assume no? Gufachrina, that was what she used to be, but now she's a new guf, she's a new body, and therefore we're not going to say that she's a katlanis. This is dealt with in the Tshuvas of the Chalkas Yaakov, Evna Ezer, Simin Lamed Dalin. And one of the studim of Heter that he has is Gufachrina, that she's a new person, and therefore she should not have a din of a katlanis. Now in the Tshuvas Avnei Tzedek says, no, that really is totally in what the svara is for katlanis. There are two days in the Gemara. Why is it that a woman who's a katlanis is not allowed to remarry? Is it because mazala garam, that we assume she had some sort of bad mazal that caused it? Or is it because we assume that tibagarim, that it's not that she has some sort of bad mazel, she has some sort of STD or something, she has some sort of disease that she's passing on? So if it's mazalagarim, so then we say gershon iskari katan shnola, she has a new mazel, she's now a Jew, it's an entirely different situation. But if you assume that it's tibagarim, that it's her physical body that causes, so then the physical body doesn't change. There's also an interesting discussion in the Tshuvas Machane Chaim, Chelek Gimel Samin Lamed Aleph, was asked about before Pesach, people sold their chametz to a guy, and then pumped on Chalamoy Pesach, the guy decides he wants to be Megayer, he wants to convert. So he has all this chametz Rover Lava Pesach now, because it was owned by a Jew on Pesach. Is there any heter for such chametz if the guy converted right in the middle of Pesach? So he wants to suggest that maybe we could be Matir the chametz, because maybe the whatever kinyanim he had as a guy, when he's in Skyer, he's a new person, and those kinyanim don't work for when he's a Jew. So he never became the owner of the chametz as a Jew. He says it's interesting. Chazal used the term gershon iskari katan shenolad. Why don't they just say that he's ein lo chayus, that he doesn't have any yichus? What's this expression katan shenolad? No, they're telling us that just like a katan shenolad has no kinyan in the chasim that he's kona on his own before he was nolad, so too a gershon iskari has no kinyan in anything that he owns before he was Megayer. And he says that this is, he explains the reason for this based on the Gemara Maseches Bechoros, where the Gemara describes kinyanim for a guy are different than kinyanim for a Jew. By a Jew, ma'os is not konos. By a guy, the way we often think of kinyanim in America, you go into a store, you pay money, you assume as soon as I pay, it's mine. You pay for it, and then it's automatically yours. That is not the halacha. For a Jew to own something, you need a meshicha, a hagbah, you need to physically take possession of the item. For a guy, ma'os konos. For a guy, when he transfers the money, he's kona. So Gemara has a discussion whether the kinyanim for one could work for the other, but ma'os is kona for a guy, meshicha is kona for a Jew. Two different types of kinyanim. So it's true that all I need to do to own something forever is be kona it once, but not when I change from being a guy to being a Jew. If a kinyan I did was a kinyan that works for a guy, then maybe when I become a Jew, it's that kinyan is no longer works for me. So you suggest that it's an entirely different bailus now. I would then turn out that every time a ger is in sky or all of his nechassim become hefker. He says, yeah, but a takanas hagerim, the chum made a hefker based on hefker, that he gets to keep all of his items, otherwise no one would ever be megayer, because everything would just become hefker to the world. So in a chinami, that would be the dindar reisa, but it's hefker based on hefker. That's the kevaldik the chiddush of this tshuva sefer, the tshuva smach nechayim. And then he says at the end, it's a nice chiddush, but you know, to rely on this halach lemaisa is a little bit difficult without more support from somewhere else. Okay, weiter in the Gemara, v'rabbanan, l'mutei shivcha v'aved z'chav minalahu. This entire discussion we've had so far was all within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that when one is boel achoso, who's also bas eishes aviv, that he's only chayiv mishom achoso. What about the rabbanan who hold that you're chayiv for both? Where are they going to learn that a sister from a shivcha or an aved z'chavim is not considered a sister? Nafkalu mea isha v'yiladeh tia ladoneha. They learn from the pasuk that the woman and her offspring tia ladoneha belong to the master. So you see that it's not me yuchas after whoever the father of the child is, only the adon. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, chad b'shivcha v'chad b'aved z'chavim. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda would say, we need both psukim. One to teach me about a shivcha, and the other about an aved z'chavim. Utsrichi, and we need both of them. Diyash minus shivcha, if we only have the case of shivcha, mishum de'in l'chayis, because the shivcha has no yichus. Av l'aved z'chavim dis l'chayis, eim alo, but an aved z'chavim at least has yichus of her mishpacha, so you might think that the halacha would not be so, and that it and that would be considered your sister. If it only would have told me aved z'chavim mishum to lo shaycha b'mitzvahs, now I would say that's by an aved z'chavim, whereas there's no mitzvahs by an aved z'chavim. There's some mitzvahs. There's only seven mitzvahs though. Aval shivcha de shaycha b'mitzvahs, but a shivcha is chayiv in mitzvahs ki isha, and the eved is chayiv in mitzvahs ki isha. Se'im alo, I would think would not be included in this din that they're unable to produce a sister for you with their relationship with your father. Tzricha, that's why I need two psukim, one to tell me a shivcha, one to tell me an aved z'chavim. Tos just points out that we didn't really need a double tzrichusa. We didn't need to say what I would have thought if I only had a shivcha, or what I would have thought if I only would have had aved z'chavim, because the psukim don't identify who we're talking about. The psukim just tell me some sort of chiddush, that there's someone that you can't have, that some sort of relationship that can't produce a sister. So you only need one tzrichusa, one way to say that there's a difference between a shivcha and aved z'chavim. Then I would have said, if I only had one pasuk, I would have used that pasuk for the one that's the lesser chiddush, and the greater chiddush I never would have known. So that's why I need two psukim. But the Gemara has the ability to make the tzrichus in both directions, so it does anyway. V'rabbanon ashkan shivcha aved z'chavim minalu. So now the Rabbanon only have one pasuk. How are the Rabbanon going to know that an aved z'chavim also, that if the father has a relationship with the aved z'chavim and it produces a daughter, that daughter is not your sister? And if you're going to say, we'll derive it from the halacha of a shivcha, but we just got through saying how a shivcha is fundamentally different, and how a shivcha doesn't have any yichus, but an aved z'chavim does have yichus, so you cannot derive aved z'chavim from a shivcha. Amar Rav Yochum, Mishum Rav Shum Ben Yochai, Amar Kra, Ki Yasir es Bincha Me Acharai. Bincha Mi Yisrael is Kari Bincha, Ve'im Bincha Abba Min Oved Z'chavim, Kari Bincha El Bina. That we darshan from the Pasuk, that when the Pasuk describes, Ki Yasir es Bincha Me Acharai, and they're going to be Oved Elohim Acherim, etc. So we darshan from there, that one's son from a Yisraelis is called one son, but one son that comes from an Oved Z'chavim is not called your son, rather it's called her son. So we see from there that an Oved Z'chavim is not able, when one has a relationship with an Oved Z'chavim, that child is not miyuchas after the father, the child is a guy, and therefore it's not going to be a sister of your other children. Amar Ravina, Shema Mina, we see from here, Ben Bitcha Haba Mina Oved Z'chavim, Karei Bincha, that if it's your daughter, if your daughter has a son by having a relationship with a non-Jew, that grandchild is called Bincha, which means that grandchild is Jewish. Because your daughter is Jewish, even if Rachmana Litzlan, one's daughter intermarries, nevertheless, the child is going to be a Jew. Lema Kasava Ravina, you see Ravina holds, Ovid Chavim ve'Eved Abal Bas Yisrael Avlad Kasher, that an Ovid Chavim or an Eved that is Boel Abas Yisrael, the child is going to be Kasher, the child is a Jew and therefore is Kasher. That's the Girsa that we have in our Gemara, that's how Rashi has, and that's the Girsa in Rov Svarim, but in Maseches Kiddushin on Samech Chesem Beis, the Girsa is the opposite. It's that we see from here that an Ovid Chavim ve'Eved Abal Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer, because one thing about a guy is a guy can't be a Mamzer. So by saying that when an Ovid Chavim sleeps with a Yisraelis, that the child is a Jew, the other version of the Gemara says, ah, so it must be the child is a mamzer, because how much worse of a relationship can you have than a relationship with an Ovid Kochavim? Saying the child's still going to be a Jew, the child's got to be a mamzer. That's how the Re Balatoso says that's the correct girsa, since the Ravina says that the blood of Bas Yisrael, it's holy chachar aim and has a din of a Jew, it's mistaver that's the one, that's the vlad mamzer, as opposed to vlad holy chachar av, where it would be dino ka'akum, so then you can't say the vlad is a mamzer. mamzer, because a mamzerus is only shaykh be Yisrael. Mamzerus isn't shaykh by Ovdei Kuchavim. So it turns out that Rashi holds that if the Vlad is a Yisrael, then he's kosher. If the Vlad is a goy, he's a mamzer. Tosos holds the opposite, that if the Vlad is a Yisrael, he's a mamzer. If the Vlad is a goy, then he's kosher, because it's not shaykh mamzerus by Ovdei Kuchavim. So answers the Gemara, Nihid the mamzer lohavi, kosher nami lohavi. Yisrael apostle mikri. No, it's not one or the other. It could be that he's not a mamzer, and that he's also not a kosher. He's just a Yisrael apostle. It's a terrible thing. He's a Yisrael, but he's apostle, but he's not a mamzer. Frank the Gemara, hi b'shiva umos ksiv. But wait a second, this pasuk is not stam about every Ovid Chavim, about every Oved Chavim. This pasuk is specifically said about the Shiva Umos. So answers the Gemara, ki yasir l'rabos kolam asirim. Now when it says ki yasir, it comes to tell me anyone who would lead your children astray to do Avodah Zarah, which is lav dafka the Shiva Umos, could be any nation. Hanich l'rab shim didarsh time in the Kra, el rabban minalahu. That works very well, that you have extra words, ki yasir, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon is darsh time in the Kra, and therefore there's never a reason for the Torah to tell me the reason of halachas, because I would have been dorish time to cry anyway. I would have assumed the reason on my own. So you have ki yasir to tell me kolam asirim. But if you hold that we're not dorish time to cry, ki yasir is not extra. The Torah needs to tell me the reason, because I cannot figure it out on my own. So man tana de polikali de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon hi. Yeah, in a chinami, the shita that disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and hold that where this conversation started in the middle of Chav Beis and Beis, that someone who's Boel Achoso Vihi Baseh Shazaviv, they chayv both Mishum Achoso and Mishum Baseh Shazaviv, that is Rabbi Shimon, who's Darish Taimid Akra, and therefore has the extra words, Ki Yasir, to make it all work out, to make all the drushos work out in the end of the day. Now, the Gemara points out that this pasuk of Ki Yasir is only said in the context of the Shiva Umos. Tosfos of here points out in Dibur HaMaskil Hahu, that the other Yisurim that are said in the Parsha, like for example, Lo Sechanim, are not limited to the Shiva Umos. That applies by Shar Umos as well. That applies by all of the Chavim. Tos just asks, so wait a second, it says the Yisur of Lo Sechatein Bam, and that's only by Zayin Umos, that's the further on the Parsha. The Lav of Lo Sechatein Bam is after the Gerus of the Chavim, that even after the Megayer and the Mekabel Mitzvos, the Gemara says. So even though there's no more Chashash of Shema Yasir, that maybe they're going to lead your children astray, and still the Torah says Lo Sechatein Bam, you're not allowed to marry them, even though it's not Shaykh to be Mechalik, because the Shiva Umos are Masirim more, because they're Megayer, the Shiva Umos are no different than everybody else. So how could Lo Sechatein Bam only apply to the Shiva Umos? Tos suggests that by Lo Sechatein, it's Mukhrach that it only applies to the Shiva Umos. It can't apply to anybody else, because the Torah tells us that Lo Yova Amoni Moavi Bekal Hashem Mitzri VeAdomi. So we see there are certain nations that are singled out as being limited in who you're allowed to marry and who you're not after they convert. The implication, therefore, is that most nations there's no limitation, that as soon as they convert, they're allowed to marry. Therefore, Lo Sechatein Bam, referring to not marrying them even after the Megayer, must be only about the Shiva Umos. So it's an interesting section of Torah, because here you have a section of the Torah that's clearly the Pashtus of the Pesukim about the seven nations that were inhabiting Eretz Yisrael, but not all of the halachos that it says in this section of Torah are about the Shiva Umos. Some are about Ovdei Chavim in general, and some are specifically about the Shiva Umos. Lo Sechaneim, that's about Ovdei Chavim in general. That's not only about Shiva Umos. The discussion whether that even applies to all Gayim or only Ovdei Kochavim, but it's not only about the Shiva Umos, Tos says. But Lo Sechatein Bam, that is only about the Shiva Umos. There's an Isser to be Kori's Bris in those Pesukim. Tosa says if that applies to all nations, because the rest of the parsha applies to all nations, how is Shlomo Melech able to be Kores Bris with Chiram Melech Tzur? You're not allowed to be Kores Bris with anybody. So Tosa suggests three possible answers. First, Tosa suggests that it could be that the Isser of Krisus Bris is only Krisus Bris L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Then he suggests maybe Chira Mel Tzur was Megayer. And then thirdly, he suggests that even the Isser of Lo Sechanim is set on all the Umos, but the Isser of Krisus Bris maybe is limited to the Shiva Umos. So the number of different suggestions about the Isser of being Kores Bris, that's a major question. Signing treaties, with other nations. We often celebrate those things, treaties that are made with other nations. Are you allowed to be Koris Bris? Is that for all Umos, or is that only for the seven nations? Okay, new Mishnah on Amud Beis, Chav Gimel Beis. Misha Kiddush Achas Mishtei Achtios Achayos. If one is Mekadish, one of two sisters, he doesn't know which of the two sisters is his wife. Ve'en Yodei Ezemen Kiddush, doesn't know which one is Mekadish. Nosen Get Lezu Ve'Get Lezu. He's got to give a get to both of them, because one of them is Aser to him, and he doesn't know which one. One of them is Achos Ishto, so he doesn't know which one, so he's got to be divorced both of them. Meis below Achechad, if the man dies and he has a brother, Chalitz L'Shtei, and the brother has to do Chalitza on both of them. Hayu lo shnayim, what if he had two brothers? Then echad chalitz, one of them could do chalitza, ve'echad miyavim, and then the other one's allowed to marry the other woman, because either this woman was never married to his brother and is totally mutter, or this woman was married to his brother and it's a mitzvah of yibum, so it's totally fine. Kadmu v'kansu, if he marries her before the other brother does chalitza, even though it might be achos zekukaso, ein motzin miyadam. We don't make them get divorced, just do chalitza, have the other brother do chalitza in the other one, and then you could stay married. Shnayim shekitshu shtei achayos, but what if you have a slightly different case? Two guys, not brothers, two guys marry two sisters, ze ein yodei ezo kiddush ve ze ein yodei ezo kiddush, neither one knows which sister he married, ze nosin shnei gitin ve ze nosin shnei gitin. Each of them has to give two gittin to each of the women. Mesu, what if they both die? Lezeach, lezeach, and each of them have a brother. Zecholitz l'shein, zecholitz l'shein. Each of them are going to have to do chalitza on both of the women. Lezeach, lezeachnayim, if one of them has one brother and the other one has two brothers. Hayachet cholitz l'shein, the one that has one brother has to do chalitza on both of the women. But vashnayim, the one that has two brothers, echol cholitz v'echol miyavim, just like the Resha. One of them could do chalitza, then the other one could do yibum, and kadmu v'kantu, and motzin miyadam. But if the one does yibum before the other one does chalitza, he gets to stay married to her as long as the other one does his chalitza eventually. Lezeshnaim lezeshnaim. If each of them have two brothers, Achav Shalzeh Cholitz La'achas, Vachav Shalzeh Cholitz La'achas, one brother from each of them does chalitza on one of the women, Achav Shalzeh Miyavim Chalitzasu Shalzeh, and the other brother from each of them can marry the chalitza of the other one, Vachav Shalzeh Miyavim Chalitzasu Shalzeh. Kadmu Shnayim V'Chaltzu, if two of them do chalitza, Lo Yivmu Ashnayim Ela Echav Cholitz V'Echav Miyavim, then the other two cannot both do Yibum, one of them does chalitza, one of them does Yibum. Kadmu Kansu, if they go and they do the Yibum, Ein Motzin Miyadam, we don't make them get divorced. Says Gemara, Shema Mina Kiddushin Shem Esrun Labia Havu Kiddushin. This whole Mishnah screams Kiddushin Shem Esrun Labia. A guy gets married, he has no idea who he's married to, and they're identical twin sisters, and he can't identify which one he's married to. That's a Kiddushin Shem Esrun Labia, because the other woman is going to be Aser to him. She's Achos Ishto, and you see that it's still, we're Choshish for the Kiddushin. He still is going to need a get, there's still chalitza, there's yibum. Apparently, it's a valid marriage. Answers Gemara, Hachamay Eskinon, Kishahukul B'Sof Nesarvu. No, we're not talking about a case where you never knew who you were married to. At some point, he knew who he was married to, but then he was introduced to the identical twin sister who came from that he had never met before, and now they got mixed up, and he doesn't know which one is which. Dekanami Diktani Ve'inu Yodea V'lo Ketani Ve'inu Yodua Shema Mina. It says Ve'inu Yodea, sounds like right now he doesn't know, but it's not that he never knew who was who. What do you mean Kiddush Shem Esrun Labia is not a good Kiddushin? That would mean there's no Tfisus Kiddushin by Chayav Elavin, by Chayav Asay. It's all in Esrun Labia. You're not allowed to be Chayav Elavin, Chayav Asay. So Tosis points out over here, you have to say Kiddush Shem Esrun Labia, meaning that the Kiddushin itself causes the in Esrun Labia. That it's not, that someone who's in Esrun Labia anyway, without the Kiddushin, with or without the Kiddushin, but the Kiddushin has nothing to do with it, then it would not be categorized as Kiddushin Shem Esrun Labia. That's what Kiddushin Shein Misrun Labia means in this context. That's the Chiddush of Tosos. Rav Chanan explains that the Maisa Kiddushin has to be a Maisa that's Gorim Kurva, but when it's Gorim Richuk, it's a Chisaron in the Maisa Kiddushin. So if the Kiddushin causes Ein Misrun Labia, that's not a Kiddushin, because Kiddushin means that you're creating a sense of Kurva, not that you're creating Richuk. That's what Rav Chanan explains in Kovit Shurim. What's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Seifet Srichaleb. chiddush of the first case is the second half of the first case of meis v'lo achechad, when the man dies and he has one brother, cholitz l'shtei, and that you do cholitz on both of them, hayu l'shnayim. But if he has two brothers, ech cholitz v'echem yavim, that dafka michlitz v'divumi, that has to be in that order, chalitza then yibum of yivumi bereisha lo the kapaga b'achos zukukaso. But you can't do yibum first, because that would be the sister of your zukuka. If she's not the right one, then she's the sister of someone who's zakuk to you. Shnayim shekitzu shtei achios, if you have two guys married to two sisters, so shmei mina kiddush shemusun l'biyah v'kiddushin. The second case of the Mishnah is also kiddush shemusun l'biyah, and it seems to say that it is kiddushin. Hakanami b'shur kulu b'sof nesarbu. Same over here that you knew at first. Deganami d'ktani v'enio. They have a look at v'enio. Do a shmei mina the same diuk. My kamashmal. What's the chiddush of the second case? Seifas tzrichalei. Chiddush of the second case is also the second half of the second case, where mesu, where they both die. L'zeachol l'zeach shnayim. One of them is one brother. One is two. Hayachol cholitz shem v'ashnayim echolitz v'echem yavim. Where the one brother does chalitza on both, and the two brothers, one does chalitza, one does yibum. Well, pshit ayin reisha, but again, that's just really a repeat of what it already said in the reisha. No, ma'ad teim eligzer trei atu chad, kamash milan. I might have thought that we should make a gzeira on the two brothers, atu the one brother, so kamash milan that we don't. V'dafka, and therefore I would think you can't do yibum, kamash milan you can. V'dafka michlatz v'hadar yivume, al v'yivume b'reisha lo, dekapaga b'yivam l'shuk. But it still has to be in that order, where it's chalitza from one, and then yibum from the other, but not in the reverse order, because then it's going to be pogea biyavama l'shuk. He's going to be marrying someone who's still requiring yibum to someone else. Okay, that's Hashem. We'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow.